Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States and threatened swift retaliation for an attack from Lebanon that killed a dozen young people on Saturday. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu cut short his trip to the United States by a few hours to fly back to Israel. He said that Israel would retaliate for the attack by Hezbollah that killed 12 children and teenagers who were playing soccer in a village near the border with Lebanon. He said the state of Israel will not let this attack pass. Many in Lebanon were bracing for an Israeli response. Thousands of Lebanese in the south of the country fled their homes fearing Israeli strikes. Hezbollah denied that it was responsible, but both the U.S. and Israel said there was no doubt. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S.'s top diplomats on Sunday were in Japan for security talks focusing on bolstering military cooperation as they underscored threats from China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin joined their Japanese counterparts Yoko Kamikawa and Minoru Kihara at the Japan-U.S. Security Consultative Committee in Tokyo. The meeting is known as the 2+2 security talks. Both sides agreed to upgrade the command and control of U.S. forces in the East Asian country and to strengthen American licensed missile production there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described the rising threat from China as
a challenging security environment.
In the joint statement issued after the talks, the minister said China's behavior a serious concern to the alliance and the entire international community. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuelans turned out in millions on Sunday to elect a new president. This